This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
This podcast is brought to you first and foremost. By the patrons on the Storytime Superhero tier on Patreon. Please consider becoming a patron of the podcast if you aren't already. This podcast is also sponsored by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/clizair or click the link in the description on YouTube or the show notes on the audio platforms to get a free 30-day trial of Audible with a free audiobook. Every month, members get one credit to pick any title plus two Audible's originals from a monthly selection, access to daily news digests, as well as guided meditation programs. You can download titles, you can listen offline anytime, anywhere across all your devices, and you can listen across all your devices without losing your spot. It will update across devices. The app is free and it works for all smartphones and tablets. I personally listen to audiobooks and podcasts when I'm driving, walking, running, and sometimes when I'm working. The last audiobook I listened to was The Subtle Knife from the His Dark Materials trilogy by Philip Pullman, because I wanted to refresh my memory of the story and of the books before I watched the TV series. Now, listening to it was a whole different experience than either reading it or watching it on TV. So I would definitely recommend it. I remember distinctly when there was a very sad moment, which I'm not going to say, no spoilers, and I had to pull over the car to have a little cry. That's how immersed in it I was. It's a whole different experience to both reading it and watching it. So go to audibletrial.com/clizair, click the link below in the YouTube description or on the show notes in the audio platforms. audibletrial.com/clizair to get a 30-day free trial and one free audiobook. audibletrial.com/clizair, C-L-I-S-A-R-E. Let's get on with the episode.
It's story time.
Hello and welcome back to the Storytime Podcast. And my name is Claire. I go by Clizair on the internet. And this is the podcast where guests tell me their stories. And today I have with me Niamh Madden. Hi, Niamh.
Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Lovely to be here.
Would you like to tell everyone where to find you on the internet?
Sure. Yes. You can find me by going to meetup.com and then typing in sisterhood. So sisterhood is the name of the group that I'm going to talk about today. I suppose my story really starts, if we can go back in time.
We can, of course.
It starts way back when, you know, I was a kid, actually. And I suppose growing up, I always thought, you know, I just assumed I was going to have kids. And one of my favorite things actually to do when I was a kid was play with this little doll called Tiny Tears. I don't know if you remember Tiny Tears.
So. I vaguely remember Tiny Tears, yeah.
Yeah, so she used to, you know, burp, she used to cry, she used to like pee in her nappy, and used to have to go and make sure that you could like tidy her up and feed her bottle and everything and put her to bed. So I really loved playing with dolls, and I also loved like adventures and going outside. So then I suppose in my 20s, then I was still on the, yeah, I'm definitely have kids bandwagon. I remember really well, I was going off to a conference for my German class, and I was sitting next to the lecturer, and he turned to me, you know, really serious at some point, and he said, "So Niamh, what do you want to do after college, you know?" And I said to the lecturer, I said, "Well, I don't know what I want to do career wise, but I know I definitely want to have kids." And he kind of looked at me sideways, and he's kind of thinking like, she's 21. Like, is she okay? Why is she talking about this now? So again, I was really sure that that was what I wanted to do. And then, yeah, I guess moving forward, then when I got married and we were all gung-ho to have kids, I started getting to the stage where I thought, do you know what? I'm not sure if this is actually for me. And I started really analyzing, was this what I wanted? You know, was this what we wanted as a couple? And really then it came about that I was kind of thinking, do you know what? This isn't really what I want to do. You know, I love my freedom. I love spontaneity. I love kind of the way things are going as life is. And then I started to realize that actually a lot of my friends had kids. So many of them, you know, at that stage kind of haven't gotten married. And now the next stage is usually babies. So for me, then I kind of started to realize, well, I'm sitting at home and I've loads of free time, and it's difficult to make plans with my friends. So like going to see them, visit the baby and all the rest, that's like, we're definitely getting to do that. But just not the same as like, you know, yourself, random brunch, random coffee where you can just bring your friends up and go for a quick chat. So I started to get really lonely, and I kind of realized, like, okay, what does child-free life actually look like? You know, if everyone is off doing their own thing, like having kids, what do I start to do? Like, what do me and Alan do? So First of all, I went to the internet, because like that's the first place you go and you start wondering, okay, what am I going to do next? So went online and found like a few child-free groups on Reddit and on a few other forums. And I suppose I started researching the area and kind of going, okay, number one, is this definitely what I'm thinking of doing? And then secondly, like, how come I feel so bad about this? You know, I felt kind of guilty, like I wasn't fulfilling some sort of role that I should be doing, you know, as a woman.
I wonder, is it like a global woman thing, or because I feel like there's definitely an Irish element of like, buy a house, have kids.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's just growing up. Even that was just the thing that we saw around us was, you know, all the mums, all the parents, everyone has kids, and it was completely normal. And even the Catholic Church, I'm sure, like the influence there of like, you know, you can't get pregnant if you're a certain age, but then once you're a certain age, you have to get pregnant and have babies.
Yeah, and when you're married, you can get pregnant, etc., etc.
Exactly. So there was all these kind of rules, I suppose, that. And that was things I started to question as well, was, you know, why as a woman do I feel like there's this end game that I need to fulfill? And so when I got to that stage and I was researching online and everything, I kind of put that to bed for a while. And I was thinking to myself, OK, I do want to do something with my time. So I went back and I did a course in UCD. And of course, it was the Professional Diploma in Innovation, Creativity and Leadership. So went and did that, met loads of people, really good course, and highly recommend it if anyone's thinking of doing it. It was a springboard course as well. So I did that and met loads of lovely people there. And for that course, you had to do a design thinking project. So in my head, I was going, okay, what are kind of the big projects of the world, you know, like homelessness, like lots of different things that I kind of felt like would be great to tackle. And then they said, well, you know what, look at a personal issue, look at a personal problem and see how can you turn that into an opportunity. So one of the exercises we had to do actually was you to look at a newspaper and look at all the bad news that was going on in the world. And then you had to turn that into a business opportunity. So I was kind of thinking of this and I started saying to myself, well, you know what, actually, the thing about me being child free is coming up a lot, you know, and I went for a walk with a friend of mine on the beach one day, and she doesn't have kids either, but like me, most of her friends do. And I said to her, you know, how do you kind of deal with this situation of maybe feeling a bit isolated or like things are changing? And she said, well, I just accept it. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. We move on and everyone has a different change in their lives and that's good. So, you know, I kind of realized then, okay, maybe there's other people out there that feel a little bit like me, that maybe are isolated or feeling like they don't maybe have the same kind of gang that they can just call up. So for that project, then I decided I would look into what was it like to be child-free by choice and then what could come out of that. So I did a survey then of 300 women in Ireland who were either child-free by choice, were unable to have kids, or were on the fence about it. And I mean, the results that came back were unreal. Like, people were saying, especially women who were child-free by choice, they were saying like their number one reason was freedom. It wasn't always like career or baby, because I feel like that's a very binary story that comes up a lot. So they were saying, you know, they liked their freedom. They enjoyed the spontaneity. Some of them like travel. And other things that came out of it were that they actually did feel like they found it difficult to make plans with friends that have kids naturally, because everyone is really busy. So I saw this as, again, an opportunity. Well, if people do want to meet others, and I want to meet other people, other women particularly, that don't have kids and that are planning maybe not having them, I thought, well, what can I do next? So I was going to set up an app, and my husband is a developer and he knows just how difficult it is to...
Brilliant. I was saying, what, get an app. What a great to have a developer in the house. Brilliant.
Yeah, so when I was chatting to him, he was kind of saying, look, this is the type of thing where you have to go all in if you want to build an app, release it, market it, and so on. And for me, this was more of a passion project. So I went on to Meetup and I saw that there were, you know, hundreds of child-free groups on there, none of which were based in Ireland, but lots around the globe. So like some of the funny names were like Dinks, which is dual income, no kids. Then there is like the Not Moms and Babes Without Babes and stuff. So I just liked them all. And I thought, you know, this could be something that I could do. So somehow Meetup obviously realized that I was going onto the website, and they sent me a little discount code during Christmas time in 2019 and said, okay, you know, here's a little discount to set up a Meetup group.
Do it, join and set up a group.
Exactly. So it was the nudge that I needed. So I went on and I set it up. At this stage, I didn't really know where it was going to go. You know, my main motivation was to help people feel like they were able to talk about it, that they did, you know, they didn't want kids and they were able to say that freely in Irish society. Because I feel like for me, even saying it, it's a big deal. And I feel almost awkward saying it, like I'm doing something that's against kind of the rest of the, I suppose, the marriage, kids, etc. kind of, script, I suppose, the life script. So, So when I set it up, within about 3 weeks, there was 100 people who had joined the group, which was a surprise to me, all of whom were from Ireland at the start, because this was pre-pandemic. So we were all meeting in person. So the idea was we'd meet up. So we had a few in-person meetups. We had, brunch, we had like a dinner, and it was all great. And then, you know, the pandemic hit last March. So really the group was up and running about 3 months before we switched to kind of doing online events and so on. So the online events have been great, because actually now people from other parts of the world have joined, because it's the most active child-free group on Meetup. Yeah, which is cool. So we got people from the States joining, and people from like Amsterdam, people from France. So lots of different parts of the world, and the UK as well. So that's kind of where it's gotten to. And I guess my ultimate goal really is for, you know, women who have decided not to have kids to feel comfortable with their decision, to feel like they can talk about it, that it's not taboo, you know, that they can talk about it in a kind of caring, sensitive way that, you know, doesn't take away from any other woman's experience, but that they can speak their truth, you know, and that it's okay for them to have made this decision. So that's where I've gotten with it. And just the women that I've met have been absolutely phenomenal, you know, and they've been really open, sharing some of the things people have said to them. Like one woman told me, she's in her late 40s. She was at a conference and this guy came up to her, and rather than just making chit chat about work, which it was a work conference, he said, oh, how many kids do you have? And he didn't even ask, do you have kids? You know, he straight away just assumed that because she was a certain age, he thought, okay, she must have kids, and he asked her. So, you know, I think there's a lot of kind of questions that people ask that, again, are maybe either not sensitive, or people just don't know, or they're just making conversation, and sometimes it can come across in a way that like can be hurtful to the person who, you know, has received the question, or they're not sure how to answer. You know, so I think that a lot of the women who I spoke with had experienced similar things where they were definitely getting, you know, weird commentary, you know. And I think one of them even is like the little microaggressions. So one girl I spoke to talked about the head tilt. So when she said she didn't want kids, people were like, oh, you know. Really? Are you sure?
And I think, like, because I think this happens in a lot of places in our lives, is where people say things because they don't know what to say, or like they make assumptions, and they don't mean to be offensive or anything, but it can, when you hear it over and over, it gets very frustrating. So I know from my perspective, like, I've had a miscarriage and I've talked about it online, and while I know people mean really well, sometimes when they say things like, well, at least you know you can get pregnant, I'm like, okay, but that's not helpful though. So, totally. Or they give you advice on how to get pregnant again. That's the worst one. I'm like, I don't need that. I'm that part of it. I had under control. Thank you very much. So yeah, again, it's just like, I know they don't mean anything by it, but yeah, it would be good to know more women without kids and to understand that it's a choice that is valid and that people can make, and that is normalized, to use that word. And yeah, then maybe we can, I don't know, pick better small talk. And what kind of events does the group do now that you're online?
Yeah, so great question. I think the first part about what events we do, so I started really finding it actually hard to switch to Zoom and being on Zoom for work and then kind of going into a social setting, like I suppose most of us have found. So at the start, it was very much like, let's just meet up and have a chat. And I think what happened was we were bonding, we were chatting over things like the virus, obviously like lockdown and all that stuff. So we definitely had a good bit of chat about that. And then after a while, I started to realize, like, without a topic of conversation or a focus, it just quickly turned into kind of like, oh no, this is awful, you know, we're all stuck at home. And well, that was fine for a while. After a while, it kind of felt like, okay, this, we need to inject a little bit of crack, like a little bit of fun. So we did a few like quizzes, we played like Pictionary online, so we did all the kind of the usual stuff that we've been doing during the pandemic. And then also, like, we had, we've another member, Circa, who got really, really involved and has organized speaker events. So we had Margaret O'Connor. Yeah, so she's been absolutely amazing. So she organized an event with Margaret O'Connor, who is she's a counseling psychotherapist who helps couples decide if they want kids or not. So
that's so interesting as a job.
Yes, and she's just brilliant. She's absolutely phenomenal. So she's worked with so many couples who were just in that stage where maybe they're questioning it, they're not sure. And so we had her come and speak about her experience and, you know, what it's like to, even in her role, what she kind of sees and what are some of the issues coming up. So that was phenomenal. She has her own podcast as well. So, you know, we were listening to that. And I suppose it's, again, it's like, who are those child-free people out there who are talking about it and who are, you know, helping people maybe feel less alone? So another person then was Marcia Drutt Davis. So she is a child-free pioneer. She's 80. So one of the things that we were saying was like, you know, where are all the older women who have not had kids and don't regret it and are happy and, you know, have lived a really fulfilling life and want to tell their story?
Yeah.
So she's one of those, and she is just absolutely phenomenal. She's written books about being child-free by choice. She was a teacher. She's retired now, but she was a teacher. And what she actually said was that the parents of the kids were calling her names and getting annoyed at her and thinking there was something wrong with her for not having kids, particularly because she's a teacher. So, you know, there was this thing of, you know, well, if you're a teacher, you must like kids. Well, why don't you want to have them, you know?
Yeah.
So we had her as well. And then we had lots of other things, like we've just started a movie club. So there's a movie out there, again, about being child-free by choice called To Kid or Not To Kid, by Maxine Trump. No relation, as she says herself. So, yeah, we're going to watch that and kind of have a discussion about it. And then there's a lot of child-free books as well that explore all the different areas of what it means to be child-free. So one of them is called Shallow, Selfish and Self-Absorbed, which is, I think, is a really good title. So we're going to
definitely get the attention.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think those are some of the kind of, I guess, comments that, you know, I haven't heard them from anyone, but I know that there are some of those comments out there that people say, like, oh, it's selfish if you don't want kids, or, you know, almost like, how dare you live your life in a way that's a certain way that, you know, doesn't involve caring for a child.
And do you think if people were like unsure, do you think joining maybe a community like this might help them figure it out? Or yeah, that's my question.
Yeah. I think so. We did have one girl join, and she was at the stage where she hadn't actually met someone. She hadn't met a partner, but she did kind of want kids and she wasn't really sure. And she was kind of feeling like the clock is running out. So the girls on the call were lovely to her because they were like saying, well, you know, like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to have kids. There's other ways of doing it. So there was a lot of like support, I would say, in the community from everyone else, you know, to that girl when she was asking that question. And she, I haven't seen her since, but I know that she got a lot out of it. She definitely seemed to be kind of relieved after telling her story and talking about how she hadn't met anyone. So there's certainly, absolutely, if anyone is not sure if they want kids, come along. You know, I don't know, maybe it would persuade them in the wrong direction if they are sort of like, I do want kids, but I'm not sure, you know.
Maybe they'll be like, this group is so much fun, and we're going to, like, especially when lockdown is over, you'll be able to go back to doing in-person events, I presume. So, you know, you might have so much fun.
But, exactly.
Yeah. So how will people join? They search, just find you on Meetup?
Exactly, yeah. So they, if they go to meetup.com and type in sisterhood, it'll come up. And again, there's nearly 300 members now. So it's grown substantially kind of since January. And January seems to be a really popular time for people to join meetups. So even though we're not meeting in person, it's definitely very friendly. The whole vibe is like warm, non-judgmental, you know, anything goes, come in, have a chat, you know, get to meet other people. And then hopefully, I mean, my big kind of hope for this is that people will start to exchange numbers. And like you were asking earlier, you know, have people made friends? And I certainly have. I've met two really amazing women who I definitely say are good friends now. One of whom we're still almost kind of in the like the dating friendship phase, which is kind of fun and cute.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
So it's great. I think it's definitely, for me, it has given me a lot more confidence even to say, okay, it's all right to be child-free by choice. You know, if you want to, whatever way you want to choose to live your life is absolutely fine as a woman. Do it, live and let live. Like, you know, I want everyone to be happy in their lives. And I think it's very easy to have an opinion, like come back to what you said earlier. And I watched that video that you mentioned about like people's comments about your miscarriage. And I was just, I couldn't believe, I mean, some of the comments and then the ones about, you know, your, how to do it, like here's some top tips. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, seriously, I need to hear that right now. Yeah. So I think it is, it's just that thing of commenting on another woman's body. If she has had kids, if she hasn't had kids, if she had kids too young, you know, it's
yeah,
just
that's another thing as well is yeah, too young or too old or geez, can do nothing right. But thank you so much for sharing. And that sounds really interesting. And I'll put the links down in the description on YouTube and in the audio platform so people can just click through and join if they, this sounds like something they want to be involved in. Sounds really, really good. It reminds me kind of a little bit, I spoke a couple of years ago now, I had Elva Carey on the podcast who started a group called Girl Crew. And she started it for a similar reason in that she wanted people to go dancing with because all her friends, I think all her friends had kids and they weren't available. So similar-ish sort of things. But yeah, both of them have the sort of common theme of women coming together and supporting other women and in their choices and their lifestyle and making new friends, which is great in lockdown in particular.
Absolutely, yeah. And Girl Crew was definitely a big inspiration to me. And so I was on Girl Crew, I was looking through it and I was like, this is amazing. It's just, again, for people who've moved to Dublin or, you know,
it was
from
brilliant, yeah.
Counties, just so good. And so really, like really inspiring people out there who are doing stuff that, yeah, just made me go, oh my God, this is what we need. You know, we need more women, like you said, supporting other women rather than pitting people against each other or, you know, being competitive about certain things. Like, yeah. And I read a really good piece there with, I know Roz Purcell, she did that, that documentary with Mary McAleese, where she kind of talked about how in secondary school, she thought that it was kind of the norm was that you would be competitive with girls and, you know, didn't realize that actually, you know, until she was a little bit older, and no, actually we can support each other and things are a lot easier and a lot better when we do that. So, and that's something I learned as well, because I went to an all-girls secondary school and, you know, definitely you see, I mean, the worst and the best in that. So, so thanks so much for sharing the links with everyone and everything. It'll be great to hear.
No worries. And thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you so much for watching and listening. The podcast is available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a video version on YouTube. And if you could leave us a rating on one of the audio platforms, that would be brilliant. So thank you so much, Fishing. Thank you, Niamh, for joining.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.